So I'm from the University of South Florida in the College of Public Health. I'm a doctoral student there in the Department of Community and Family Health, and this project is a collaboration, an interdisciplinary collaboration between both the Department of Community and Family Health as well as the School of Physical Education and Exercise Science. So we came together to study physical activity and its impact on birth outcomes. So slightly different than our previous presentations on chronic disease, I'll be talking about more maternal and child health outcomes such as low birth weight and preterm birth. So first of all, I have no conflicts of interest to disclose for this presentation. We all know that physical activity patterns are an important determinant influencing a range of outcomes such as quality of life, chronic diseases, and mental health. And as a result, we have national recommendations for adults to engage in physical activity such as 2.5 hours a day a week of moderate to vigorous activity, and adolescents as well to engage in about 60 minutes a day of physical activity, as well as children. This highlights the importance of physical activity as a public health issue. Additionally, we're very interested in certain subpopulations for physical activity, such as pregnant women. The benefits of physical activity during pregnancy have been well documented, including a reduced risk of gestational diabetes, pregnancy-induced hypertension, preeclampsia, which is basically high blood pressure with protein in the urine during the pregnancy, urinary incontinence, preterm birth, as well as postpartum depression. So the benefits of physical activity are so numerous that the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommend that pregnant women continue to engage in physical activity similar to that of healthy adults, as long as they don't have any contraindications. However, the problem with just focusing on pregnant women is that pregnant women tend to not necessarily be the most active group, and the levels of physical activity actually decline. And in maternal and child health, we recognize that it's not only the period of pregnancy that can impact your birth outcomes, such as preterm birth or low birth weight, but it's also affected by periods prior to the pregnancy. So we have used this life course approach, which recognizes that antecedents of poor birth outcomes are dependent upon behaviors and exposures that happen at a longer period of time, such as periods of childhood or sensitive periods such as adolescence or preconception. These can also impact the birth outcomes in addition to pregnancy. We've seen in the literature that consistent physical activity across the life course has been linked to a number of beneficial outcomes. However, there's been little research to connect the dots between consistent physical activity prior to pregnancy on those maternal and birth outcomes. There's been some evidence to suggest there's a decreased risk of gestational diabetes or excessive gestational weight gain. However, those studies tend to just focus on those 3 months prior to the woman's pregnant. That's not really a great indicator of that consistency of her physical activity over the life course. So the purpose of this study was to examine whether physical activity patterns impact birth outcomes. So we specifically looked at a period during adolescence and the preconception period, and preconception meaning the time prior to the woman is pregnant. And we wanted to see how those are connected to birth outcomes such as preterm birth and low birth weight, the two big indicators for maternal and child health. So this is actually a secondary data analysis from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent to Adult Health, also known as AdHealth. And this is a nationally representative survey that followed students between 7th and 12th grade on forward into young adulthood. And we used data from waves 1, 3, and 4. Our participants were restricted to those who completed all three of those waves and had the measures we were interested in. To women, and to women who had a singleton live birth between waves 1, 3, and 4. And singleton, it was restricted to only people who had just one child, no multiple births. And this left us with a final sample size of 1,713 women. We used SAS 9.3 to conduct sample-weighted logistic regressions, and we did two separate regression analyses for each of the outcomes. So to orient you to this data set, like I said, we used data from the three waves, and wave one started in the mid-90s when participants were in ages 11 to 21, so they were in high school or middle school. And then we followed them to wave 3 when they were between the ages of 18 to 26, and then on to wave 4 between the ages of 24 to 32. And again, we were interested in women who had a live birth between waves 3 and 4. And this is because at wave 4, women were asked about that live birth and asked if the birth was preterm, meaning that it was less than 37 weeks gestation. And they were also asked about low birth weight. Was that baby less than 5.5 pounds? So those were the two outcomes of interest we focused on. We also then used two physical activity measures, one during wave 1 and one during wave 2. Wave 3, and participants, again, this was a self-report, 7-day recall of, in the last 7 days, how many times have you done X? And that was any type of sport activity, such as soccer or football, how many times did you run, how many times did you do gymnastics? So it was anything that was moderate to vigorous physical activity. And we considered participants who engaged in at least 5 activities or more during that 7-day recall to be considered physically active, and that's based on other analyses that have used the AdHealth data set. We also had other covariates included in the analysis, such as race, family income, age, if they smoked while pregnant, and if they had prenatal care. The latter two are most important toward our outcomes of preterm birth and low birth weight. So in order to operationalize our physical activity measure to get an idea of consistency over the life course, we used those two measures at wave 1 and wave 3, and participants were considered long-term physically active if they were active at both waves 1 and 3. We considered them short-term if it was only wave 1 or 3, and then not physically active consistently if they were not physically active at either. So to give you an idea of our sample, for our outcomes, about 9.4% of women reported a preterm birth, so again, less than 37 weeks gestation, and 16.2% reported low birth weight, so less than 5.5 pounds. The majority of the sample were women who are non-Hispanic white, had an income between $20,000 to $59,000. They did not smoke during pregnancy, and they had prenatal care. But to note, prenatal care, this was just, did you have it or did you not? It's not necessarily a measure of intensity of prenatal care. For our primary predictor, we see that the majority of women reported only being short-term physically active. So they were only active in wave 1 or wave 3 at 52%, about half of our sample. The next biggest category would be none. So 30% of women were not physically active at wave 1 or 3. And then only 18% of the sample reported being consistently physically active at both waves 1 and 3. So when we look at our bivariate results, we can see on your left-hand side for low birth weight that we don't see any specific trend in terms of physical activity level or consistency of physical activity and low birth weight. Whereas for preterm birth, we can see that the highest percentage of preterm birth are among those women who were not physically active, whereas the lowest percentage of preterm birth were among those women who were consistently physically active. So keep this in mind as we go on to our adjusted results. Again, these are adjusted for those previous covariates I described, such as race, family income, age, and then the predictors of birth outcomes. So we see for low birth weight, the adjusted odds ratio for short-term physically active and long-term physically active were not significant compared to the not physically active reference group. So no significant associations were found here. But if we look at preterm birth, we see that compared to our reference group of not physically active, that the long-term physically active women had lower odds of preterm birth, with an odds ratio of 0.55 and a confidence interval of 0.33 to 0.91. So this was statistically significant. So we can take away from this our main findings that women who were long-term physically active had lower rates of preterm birth, and this was not the case for low birth weight. We did not see any association there. But previous research looking into preterm birth and physical activity has found that there is a protective effect when physical activity is performed during the pregnancy and its impact on preterm birth. So it's not unlikely that we found it as well in this preconception and adolescence period as well. And one potential mechanism that could be at play is that we know that cortisol levels during pregnancy can impact the risk for preterm birth. So it may be that stress levels are reduced, thus reducing cortisol levels to impact the risk of preterm birth if they engage in consistent physical activity. And it's also useful that we use this life course approach to conceptualize physical activity in terms of maternal and child health outcomes. Most pregnant women, like I said, do not engage in physical activity while pregnant, and the levels of physical activity decline. Therefore, they're not getting that protective effect that may exist for preterm birth. Therefore, it's necessary to emphasize those other critical periods during the life course, such as adolescence and preconception period, which may have an impact as well. There are limitations to this analysis. Similar to other studies, the physical activity was self-reported, and it was not a measure of intensity of physical activity or the duration of the activity. It was just a measure of frequency in the last 7 days. Additionally, we didn't have other covariates in the data set available. For example, preterm birth, we couldn't distinguish between those preterm births that were spontaneous or induced, and that makes a difference in terms of the mechanism of that preterm birth. Our sample also had rates of preterm birth and low birth weight that were slightly higher than the national average, and this is because while this is a nationally representative sample, it's not necessarily sampled for pregnant women. And of course, this is an exploratory study and biological mechanisms could not be assessed. So our take-home message from this analysis is that consistent physical activity patterns may impact birth outcomes, specifically preterm birth, and a life course approach is an appropriate methodology for assessing the association between physical activity and birth outcomes. With that, I'd like to acknowledge UNC Chapel Hill for giving us permission to use the AdHealth data set. Yes, you bring up an excellent point that physical activity during pregnancy is somewhat taboo for some pregnant women, and also I found that physicians sometimes are more hesitant to report because guidelines have changed regarding physical activity during pregnancy. So some older school physicians say, no, it's not safe, you shouldn't be doing it. So, yes, thanks for bringing that up. Any other questions? Yes, in the back. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Maybe a little bit more.
Well, we didn't see that the in the short-term physically active, that one period was significant. So from this analysis, it was the long-term physically active that was significant. Any other questions?
I might have one.
Okay.
Those which were less active, did they have by any chance any other medical condition, something that might have induced them to be less active?
We didn't examine that. We did exclude persons who had any type of physical disability that would prohibit them from engaging in some of the activities that were listed in that question, but we didn't examine any comorbidities.
Mm-hmm. Because often it might happen
right. That
a pregnant woman might not be active, even though she would want to and would be, mm-hmm. because there might be some issues
right. Involved,
and so she will not be as active. Mm-hmm. Even though the percentage of those which were active throughout was very low.
Yes, very low. Well, thank you.
Thank you.